Thank you. The story of A Course in Miracles in the Passion of the Christ. It's the search for Jesus of Nazareth. There is no need for help to enter heaven, for you have never left. But there is need for help beyond yourself, as you are circumscribed by false beliefs of your identity, which God alone established in reality. Listen, helpers are given you in many forms, although upon the altar they are all one. Beyond each one there is a thought of God, and this will never change. But they have names which differ for time needs symbols, being itself unreal. Their names are legion, but we will not go beyond the names that this Course in Miracle itself employs. Listen, God does not help because he knows no need, but he created all helpers of his Son while he believes his fantasies are true. Thank God for them, for they will lead you home. Thank God for them, for they will lead you home. Thank God for them, for they will lead you home. Listen, the name of Jesus is the name of one who was a man, but saw the face of Christ in all his brothers and remembered God. So he became identified with Christ, a man no longer, but at one with God. Listen, the man was an illusion, for he seemed to be a separate being, walking by himself within a body that appeared to hold his self from his self, as illusions do, holding yourself from yourself. Yet who can save unless he sees illusion and then identifies them as what they are? Look with me. Jesus remains a savior because he saw the false without accepting it as true. And Christ needs his form and needs it still, that he might appear to men and save them from their own illusions. In his complete identification with the Christ, the perfect Son of God, his one creation and his happiness forever like himself and one with him, Jesus became what all of you must be. Listen, he led the way for you to follow him. He leads you back to God because he saw the road before him and he followed it. He made a clear distinction, perhaps still obscure to you, between the false and the true. He offered you a final demonstration that it is impossible to kill God's Son, nor can his life in any way be changed by sin and evil and malice and fear and death. And now you listen, because of this, all your sins have been forgiven because they carried no effect at all. And so they were but dreams. Arise with him who showed you this, because you owe him this, who shared your dreams that they might be dispelled, and shares them still to be at one with you. Now you listen to me in this search for Jesus. Is he the Christ? Oh yes, but who? Along with you. His little life on earth was not enough to teach the mighty lesson that he learned for all of you. Look, he will remain with you to lead you from the hell you made to God. And when you join your will with his, your sight will be his vision, for the eyes of Christ are shared. You look with me. Walking with Jesus is just as natural as walking with a brother whom you knew since you were born, for such indeed he is. Look with me. Some bitter idols have been made of him who would be only brother to the world. Forgive him your illusions, and behold how dear a brother he would be to you, for he will set your mind at rest at last and carry it with you unto your God. Look with me. Is he God's only helper? No, indeed, for Christ takes many forms with different names until their oneness can be recognized. You listen with me now, Jesus of Nazareth, and your search for him. Jesus is for you the bearer of Christ's single message of the love of God. You need no other. It is possible to read his words and benefit from them without accepting him into your life. Yet he would help you yet a little more if you will share your pains and your joys with him and leave them both to find the peace of God. Yet still, and you listen, here is the one lesson in your search for God, most of all that he would have you learn. And it is this: there is no death, because the Son of God is like his Father. Nothing you can do can change eternal love. Forget your dreams of all the sin and guilt that you had, and come with me instead to share the resurrection of God's Son, and bring with you all those whom he has sent to you to care for us as I care for you. To care for us as I am caring for you. How very lovely it is to share with you in these moments of the transformation of the idea of body identity within our frame of light reference. The very simple notion of the occurrence of a transformation of body form being demonstrated by a mutual declaration in the message that we have received from a continuum of time that seems to have given us a reflection of ourself that was other than the return through his resurrection of mind, our search for Jesus of Nazareth. We're here together here in this advent of a great awakening, declaring to you that we intend to perform acts of story associations about our Savior, Jesus of Nazareth, and the story of his course in the miracles of your mind, in a dedication that the reflection of light that I will be offering you as a circumvention of my necessity to retain myself are going to reveal to me that as I look and peer about in this dimness of reflection of light, I'm searching for Jesus. Can we practice just for a minute? You want to practice? See, we're all searching for our Savior. One of the great directions that have beset man, I'm glad to hear you see that in you, since the beginning of time, this and is that in the consciousness of our mind, we appear to be evidence of correspondence of ourself in our consciousness identity, where we receive reflections of light in a hologram of the light proceedings of this world as it appears within space-time, for which we search for solution to the problems of the consciousness of our mind that are contained in our mind, in our mind, in our mind. Ideas about what we are in the universe are contained in the mind of the consciousness of the human condition, of man's association with memories he holds in his mind about himself, in the idea that he appears to be in a space-time definition of what appears to be a variation of himself in reflected light, where he continues to search for a true identity of himself that appears to be outside of him. The entire teaching of the crucifixion and resurrection of my Savior, Jesus Christ, are nothing at all but an indication of my own individual consciousness necessity to recognize myself. To recognize myself. To recognize you. Because in the recognition of you, will be the recognition of myself, of myself, of myself. In the story of the Course in Miracles, with the resurrection, in the search for Jesus of Nazareth, we will be telling you stories about particulars of your human condition, where under instructions you have been given, in the passion of the Christ, in the idea that somehow he was hung up under the cross, somehow he suffered terribly in the excruciating pain of the idea of his body form and was subsequently laid into the tomb. Look with me. Now the adventure begins. Because included in the story of the crucifixion of him, there cannot not be a story of his resurrection. Trust, if the story of his resurrection must be a part of the story of his crucifixion within a space-time identity of dark energy, it must be that in your search for him within this fabric of what appears to be light, say to me, Jesus must be somewhere around here. Yeah, cool. Well, was that him? Share with me. They call me the Master Teacher, obviously. I'm teaching A Course in Miracles through my own revelation of mine. Shall we share it together? It's based on my recognition of you. You see that? So what has happened within the species of man, within this little hologram of light, where outside of us is a whole universe of identity that we appear to search for? This is going to be a story about our search as Homo sapiens, as a species of identity that has been limited in factoring of light to the idea of a repetition over and over again in my search within my own mind as my necessity to escape out into the universe from this bondage of time that besets me in the nature of my necessity to remain within that framework of body form and suffer another excruciating death formulation. Here's the entire teaching of the message from Jesus First of all, he's resurrected. Okay? I can't get anywhere with you if you're going to teach the passion of the Christ in the idea of crucifixion, unless you're going to teach somewhere that he resurrected. Now, the idea that he has left this frame of time in what you term the organization of reflected light, of cause and effect relationship, can best be defined, perhaps, as an idea within the science idea of communication. Let's practice together, Jesus. Say to me, his quantum reappearance. His quantum reappearance would have to be the idea, quantum being the immediate establishment of the totality of a relationship of cause and effect. In other words, God. In other words, quantum is nothing but a moment of the complete identity of yourself in relationship with your apparent duplicity from space and time. It's an admission that it's possible for you to recognize our Savior in this search that's going on in this story of A Course, and you, I assure you, have been in this search for a long time, with the new evidence that following his crucifixion, he's back. He's back in time with us. This is the Master Teacher now. This is a demonstration of many, many, many of us now. In the description I just gave you of Jesus, are aware that we have an assignment of a mission to carry his message in the certainty that he has reappeared within the time cycle, to offer us that certainty within the procedures of our own mind. The idea that I will be utilizing within that frequency of light the message of saviorship from Jesus would be very evident to you, since the testimony of Jesus within the factoring of the crucifixion included his resurrection. Sometimes in the idea that I am in a repetition of his message, of his message, of his message, are nothing but indication that within my own mind, and now in yours, in the new bright experience you are having in regard to meeting somewhere that you have been searching for out in the universe, what happens? He suddenly begins to take on a whole new reality to you, based very simple on the passion of the Christ in the circumstances of the curriculum of the idea within your own mind. Are you going to listen with me now in your search for him? I know you're searching. May I offer you this in the illumination of my mind, along with the illumination of your mind, that in our individual resurrection of body form, we are momentarily occurring in a whole new continuum of time, where suddenly, I think I spotted you. Is that you? When I began to teach the passion of the Christ through Jesus, I began to think you'd be interested in this, because I'm called A Course in Miracles teacher. I teach nothing but the scripture of my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in the process of teaching it, the manner in which he expressed it in the New Testament was in the language of Aramaic, because Jesus thinks in Aramaic. The joy that I'm experiencing now in the sharing of the rising up of his Christ formulation appears in so much of the scripture that in the new feature of the idea of a story of A Course in Miracles, with appearances from outside of time of all of these descriptions, including the one that I just read you about Jesus Christ, can be the certainty. Are you listening? That contained in your story. Your story, right there. In a reflection of how you feel about yourself, will be the certainty that how you feel about yourself in the forgiving aspect of the love demonstration, in the beatitude expressed by Jesus, in his determination to instruct you in the catechism of the necessity for self-recognition, self-recognition through his vision. And through your vision, I am recognizing you in the idea of this, in the idea of this, in the idea of the passion of the Christ, in the scripture of the New Testament. Just for a minute. Listen. Just as I have loved you, you have loved me, and I will love you so you may remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I remain in his love. I have spoken these things to you that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. You listen to me. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. That you love one another just as I have loved you. Look with me. There is no greater love than this, when a man lays down his life for the sake of his friends. You listen with me. We are friends together in this, aren't we? If you do anything that I command you, you will be my friend. And henceforth, I'm not going to call you servants, because a servant does not know what his master has done. But I have always called you my friend, because everything that I hear from my Father, I make it known to you. You listen to me now. You did not choose me. You can hear this. I chose you. And I have appointed you that you also should go and produce true fruit within your mind about who you are, so that whatever you ask my Father in my name, he will give it to you. Look with me. I command these things to you, that you love one another, that you love one another, that you love one another. Listen, if the world hate you, know well that it has hated me before you. Look with me. If you were of the world would love its own. But you are not of the world. You are not of the world. You are not of the world, because I have chosen you out of the world. This is why the world hates you. But you remember this. The word which I said to you, that no servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. And that is the message that I am going to give you. And that is the message that I am going to give you. And the tremendous idea that I am able to share with you those words from Jesus in regard to the story that we are going to attempt to tell each other in a new reflection of revealed light in the idea. And I love Jesus' sentence, and we're going to use it as we complete this first 27 minutes. Are you listening to me? You are the light of the world. You are the idea that contained within you, now that I have called you to this task, is the certainty that you brought with you when you came into this continuum of time, a bright new reflection of yourself that will give you new terms for how you want to consciously identify yourself within this fabric of light. So, this is the story of A Course in Miracles, in the passion of the reappearance of Jesus of Nazareth and his presence with you here and now. aspect that the light is beginning to shine on us in this story that all of us have now declared that since we know he's back somewhere, we're going out into the world in the mystery of where he is hiding. And we're going to find him and reveal to him the certainty of who he must be in our correspondence with ourselves. God goes with us wherever we go. I'm going to come right back. You'll be surprised at his reappearance here. Surprised at his reappearance. Because he is present with us now, and we can say together, as we have often reiterated within this idea of sequential time, God, bless you and I, each and every one. And there he is. And there he is. And there he is. And there he is. You, who are now the bringer of salvation, have the function of bringing light to darkness. The darkness in you has been brought to light. Carry it back to darkness from the holy instant of time to which you brought it. We are made whole in our desire to make. Let not time worry you. Don't be worried about this. For all the fear that you and your brothers experienced is actually already gone. Look with me. Time has been readjusted to help us do together what your separate paths would hinder. Look, you've gone past fear. For no two minds can join in the desire for love without love's joining them. No two minds, your mind and my mind together. Not one light in heaven that goes with you. Not one great ray of energy light that shines forever in the mind of God but shines on you. Heaven is joined with you in your advance to heaven. When such great lights have joined with you to give the little spark of your desire, the power of God Himself, can you remain in darkness? Now you listen with me. Here is our Savior Jesus with us in our minds together. We are coming home together after a long and meaningless journey that you undertook apart. And that led you absolutely nowhere. You have found your brother, and you will light each other's ways. And from this light will the great rays extend back into darkness and forward unto God to shine away the past and so make room for his eternal presence, in which everything is radiant in the light. You have reached the end of an ancient journey, not realizing yet that it's over, You are still worn and tired, and the desert's dust still seems to cloud your eyes and keep you sightless. Yet he whom you welcome has come to you and would welcome you. He has waited long to give you this. Receive it now of him, for he would have you know him. Look with me. Only a little energy of light formulation in time of dust still stands between you and your brother. Blow on it lightly and with a happy laughter, and it will fall away, and you will walk into the garden that love has prepared for both of you. And we're going to walk together into the garden that love has prepared for both of us. I'm glad you're back with me. There was an interlude of time within the fabric of our idea where I have a great deal of enjoyment out of presenting to you my certainty of the possibility of quantum teleportation. Was that visible? Could you see what that said? The idea of the reappearance of Jesus of Nazareth within the framework of your time cannot, I love the idea of quantum. And somebody keeps making a query about, well, what is quantum? When I get out into the universe, it seems as though nothing is there. Jesus says, remember, you're taking yourself with you. So whatever your cause and effect relationship with is in the idea of quantum, the presence of your body in your search for solutions within space and time will always be an indication, let's go to the fundamental teaching, that somewhere in time he is resurrected. So in this idea that we are searching together for the possibility of his reappearance, now we're teaching, in body form, in this course, in the miracle training of my mind, in a new matter of accepting the fundamental realization, should we teach, that I am responsible for what I'm seeing. I am making decisions on what I want to be true out there, and everything that I'm receiving within the factor of my own light, look, is only how I want to look about myself. It's only about how I want to see myself in that moment of my association with you, and the joy that I'm feeling in the possibility of the realization that we intend to share this moment within our mind of his, I'm going to use some term, I'm going to teach for just a moment, okay, about the possibility of the resurrection of your individual body association. The reason I intend to perform it is what they term the master teacher, obvious, along with now thousands of others who Jesus has chosen. Incidentally, he's chosen you if you're watching this. I very simply, that in his return within this fabric of the idea of a new continuum of time, what you have been searching for since the beginning of time is obviously an appearance of the totality of you within a hologram of light that has heretofore failed to give you a provision of the entirety of what you must be, what you must be. You must be in that certainty, so that the technique that we use in the releases of the defenses of our conceptual self, where I can continue to find grievances in my identity of how I feel about my own body form, allow me to offer to you within my own clearing of the mist of the idea of dark form energy, the certainty that as I return within a hologram of time to a quantum instant of the entirety of the reality of me, I have a possibility of a new measurement of myself that will be within my own consciousness identity. So that the moment of Jesus' reappearance, now we're going to use scripture just for a moment because I'm teaching the resurrection and the presence of Jesus here with us now. Let's look at the idea that available to you is a scripture about what Jesus intends to perform in the New Testament in regard to the instruction he would give you about this in his quantum reappearance from outside of this frame. Here he is. Now, you suffer from a condition in your search of the mystery of his presence. And this is the idea of the movie we're going to do now, aren't we? The story of the return of Jesus Christ following his resurrection. And the great mystery that is about to go on within this quantum idea of time is, where is he? You share this with me, so-called Christians, or whatever you are. The whole basis of your teaching is that Jesus is still with you. Say that to me. I didn't hear. I mean, the Savior of the world is obviously present with you right now. Should we practice a little bit? See, I don't seem to be able to see him. Not true. In the story of your search for him, okay, within the fabric of time, you have heard rumors, and this is one of the great stories that will be in this moving picture, that he's somewhere over here. So you and I, as so-called disciples or discipline, are going to journey together, and we're going to come to the spot where we were told he was last reported. Oh, may I ask you something? I understand that sometime last week, 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 10,000 years ago, there was a figure here who was going to represent to us the entirety of our escape from space-time. Have you seen him around here? Oh, he just left. When did he leave? Last week? 2,000 years ago? 6,000 years ago, since the beginning of time, when we have searched for ideas about ourselves in the reflected light of the increasing frequency of the time cycle that now represents the availability of a whole universe out there? In the galactic idea that the energy of fabric of your light cannot exclude you, it always seems as though within space-time, and I'm going to teach the idea of sin for a minute because Jesus loves the idea that you just missed. The entire teaching of the fabric of the idea of the New Testament are that you're just off the mark momentarily in your own location of space-time. You're saying, yeah, well, he just left. He was here yesterday. Did he leave me a message? Oh, hand me that. It's blank. I can't read it. Is it mystified in code? Is there something within my own mind in this mystery that I can interpret the idea of Savior Jesus' mind by unlocking ideas of symbolizations of code that are contained within the fabric of my own mind? The code that's contained within you in the fabric idea of the consciousness identity of you in mutual multiplications of conceptual ideas about yourself in the mind training of the miracle of A Course in Miracles allow you to combine in the idea of fabric misidentity, in the quantum idea of yourself, our certainty that somewhere out in the universe, and let's use the word code, there's a shortening of your necessity to have a lengthy description of yourself in the evidence of who you cannot not be. I'll give you the simplest code you could ever get, but I don't know what it's going to mean. You handed me that. Can I look at that? God is. What? God, the universe. Everything is. Query immediately in the idea that God is. Does that include me? Answer, yes. That's why Jesus left you the code of the idea that God is. Can I tell you why? God already knows that you are. The dilemma of the experience of the idea of a moment's loss in space-time is nothing but your idea that in your search for Him, it appears to be dark in the energy fabric of, let's use galactic ideas of gravity for a moment. As you peer out into the universe, the reflections of light that you're getting are pressures of dark energy which are attempting to deny you access to the energy of the formulation of yourself that have been placed within your own consciousness idea of self-identity to prevent you from peering immediately through the light that is just beyond the horizon of how you're identifying yourself. Do you remember this? As well as we talked about quantum, I love to teach, just for a minute, as well as we talked about the reappearance of Jesus within the fabric of identity, of our search, where is He? Where is He? Who am I? Who am I? Why am I here? What is going on here? On here. On here. On here. Look. A gravity kaleidoscope. Love to teach. Here it is. A gravity kaleidoscope of energy. You listen with me. Where in my search for His reappearance within the fabric of light in which I am demonstrating myself, I'm repeating over and over again the same idea, and over again, and over again, and again, and again. Who am I? Why am I here? Can you hear this with me? There isn't anyone out there that can answer you. There is no fabric of light contained within the entirety of space-time that can give you the totality of the reality that who you are within your time frame. But you listen to me. The idea of the reappearance of Jesus includes the entirety of the possibility of somewhere in space-time finding the solution to your problem. Look with me. If we're going to teach the relevant idea of the immediacy of His presence here with you, we can't avoid the issue that will be presented to you in the attack and defense modality by which you keep from solving the problem. For simply because the problem that you are going to be whole and perfect, whether you like it or not, are contained within your own mind, and there isn't anything you can do about it. Did you see what happened just then in your search? Trust me with this. The code of His appearance within space-time has always been available within your own mind, and I might as well teach what the real problem is. You want to hear it? You've been afraid of it. Could you see that with me? Look with me, in my own revelation and now being shared by all of us who have been chosen to perform this act. You see that? I've been afraid of allowing a vision of myself in my own identity to come back into my mind because I have constructed ideas of pain and loneliness and death and allowed myself outside of myself to tell me who I am. What does our Savior Jesus say? You're going to have to forgive your enemy. You're going to have to look anew at the fabric of your identity in this sudden reappearance of our Savior Jesus. Now, the multiplicity of his return do not exclude the idea in space-time of our searching practice. Say to me, it's a mystery. Well, of course it's a mystery. It's the whole idea that you are developing circumstances. This is the detective idea that we can go out and somewhere we can find our Savior. Now, the clues of evidence of him would be very much the idea that at moments in which I recognize an enemy is sharing a solution within my own organization of fabrics of light cannot not include a quantum experience that actually I'm carrying him around with me. And that when you and I get together now, as we are within this idea of the story of Jesus, we are going to offer each other new clues about how we came to know who we are. So, in the scripture of Jesus, very obviously in the Passion of the Christ, would be a description of how Jesus feels about you in the evidence of his quantum appearance. I love it, to sit with you following the crucifixion and his reappearance here, where who you've been searching with is suddenly going to be with you. Listen with me about the certainty that he's present with us right now. Right now. Right now. Is that him sitting next to you? Yeah. Where did you think he was if you've been carrying him around with you within your own mind? Within your own mind. He's back. He's back here. And that's the story of A Course in Miracles and his resurrection. Listen. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and as he sat down, all of his disciples drew near around him, and you listen to me, and he's going to speak to us now, isn't he? And he's going to tell us all about this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they shall be well satisfied. Look with me, blessed are the merciful, for to them shall be mercy. Blessed are those who are pure in their hearts, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of justice, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they reproach you, persecute you, and speak against you every kind of bad word falsely for my sake. Then be glad and rejoice, for your reward is increased in heaven. For in this very manner they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Listen, you are indeed the salt of the earth. But if the salt shall lose its savor, with what can it be salted? It would not be worth anything but to be thrown outside, to be trodden down by men. You listen. You are indeed the light of the world. A city that is built upon a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lamp holder, so it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light thus shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Let your light so shine now in our recognition of the mission that we have accepted within our own minds, and the particulars of the beautiful message we're receiving from Jesus, be so complete in our mind that it's suddenly within the quantum idea of our own identity. Listen, it will occur to us that the idea of his sermon on the mount has not passed away. That the idea of a quantum re-experience coming from the valley of death, from the black hole of our containment of energy, through a particular evidence being now provided by us in a revision of who we are, is able to show us the joy that I'm feeling for you in the simple recognition of the love through his saviorship that we're sharing with each other, so that we can see that in this story of A Course in Miracles, in the passion of the Christ, Jesus, for whom we are searching, is going to be available to us as we climb up out of the valley, up into the mount, where he can preach to us the light of his return from outside of this frame that lets us view together the glory of light of the love we're feeling for each other, in our discovery that the clues that he had given us in regard to our search, we suddenly discover that he's been standing with us all this time. We have a new dream of sequence going on with us now. I'll be back in a moment. Can you stay with me in this story that we're going to tell each other about the passion of the Christ? It's a great story, and it's going to let you escape from this space-time episode, because God is going with us wherever we go. And we can say together, God, bless us, you and I, each and every one, in this new vision of our shared determination to escape this bondage. I'll be with you.